Hello. Yes, I know that you're behind me. I can hear you. Well, you weren't exactly trying to be quiet. So I don't know why that would surprise you. My ears work perfectly fine. I didn't try to run, because there would be no point. There are knights stationed around every corner. I knew that I would easily be caught. And if I was going to be captured anyway, I figured that it might as well be by you. After all, at least I know you. Yes, I do. We have never spoken, but you've been a knight for the castle ever since my father was King of Thebes. I remember you from back when I was still a princess. You watched us when my sister and I used to tear through the courtyard. Most of the knights stayed stony-faced. But I always thought that I could catch a tiny smile whenever you saw us play. So I wondered if you might be nicer than most. But I still don't want your mercy. I never came here expecting that I wouldn't be caught. And you may do what you wish with me. I readily acknowledge that I broke the law and will accept whatever punishment you decide to give. Whether you simply arrest me or... Well, I know some of the knights like to play with their captives a bit. No, I don't want to be punished. Despite whatever you say, to justify it to yourselves, not all women enjoy being taken. And I didn't perform this act to give you an excuse. I simply felt my brother deserved a proper burial. It wasn't right of the new king to deny my request to properly say goodbye to him. Yes, my brother committed treason. But he was not without cause. He and my sister agreed to rule the throne together. It made sense. They were twins, after all. But she got greedy and declared herself queen before anybody could stop her. And before you knew it, they were at blows. And everybody had to pick a side. Well, except me. I refused. I could never choose between the two people that I love the most. So, I just watched in the shadows as all the courts took her side. I wasn't surprised that they chose her. She was always more of a force than my brother was. But truly, you must understand how he felt. The jealousy refused to leave him. He let it eat away at him day after day after day until it was finally too much. So he... Well, I wasn't surprised when he killed her either. I saw the writing on the wall from the second the feud began. And I knew that his vengeance would one day cost them both their lives. But she got the honorable death. Far better to die by the bloody hands of a rival than by a swing of a guillotine. At least Thebes still thinks of her as a hero. But him, he's nothing but a criminal. Well, Thebes is wrong. They both treated each other unfairly. Neither was better than the other. And I love both, and I will honor both. I cannot if the king agrees with such a decision. After all, my family was meant to rule. The new king only sees power while my siblings were at odds with each other. and I will openly defy him. While I know that I may have escaped notice if I had waited until after dark, I did not wish to. You see, I love my city too, and its walls have always protected me from harm. I owe my flourishing to its laws. Laws which my family helped make. So even if I believe one is wrong, I will not pay my city such a disrespect as to disregard them all. And I will not flee rather than face punishment. This is my home, and I'd rather be a prisoner here than a fugitive elsewhere. So do with me what you wish, but do not think that I will enjoy it. I simply recognize that it is deserved, even if it's not what I want. Very well. Weep me then. And here, I'll undress first, though you may do it properly. No, I don't care who sees. Why should I be embarrassed? I accept that I deserve this, and will take whatever you give me. I owe my city that much, and perhaps also you, for serving it. I promise that it isn't a trick. I can hardly run with a dress around my ankles, can I? And, sir, I do respect your authority. But please don't compliment my ass when you're about to whip it. If you want it, then you may take it. I know that I can't stop you. But at least give it what it's owed first and turn it red. Thank you. What would you like me? Shall I just lean over this wall? Very well. Yes, I know the position. I've seen this done to servants enough times. Sir, please, if you're admiring the view, I'd rather you just... I never realized how painful... Oh, I deserve this. I must not cry out. I must... At all, sir. No, I'm all right, sir. I knew the risks when I did this. I just didn't know that it would hurt that much. But I still don't regret my choice. And if you wish, you may whip me more. Give me whatever you think that I can take. Yes, I'm dripping. But I assure you that my mind didn't enjoy it, even if my body did. I'm told it's a natural reaction. I haven't seen it before, too, with servants. It's just a pain. It excites. It's normal. I am. Yes. I suppose that I was grateful for you giving me such pain. That excites me too. I'm not sure why that surprises you. You must have seen my sister and me trading glances at you when we were still princesses. You were always our favorite knight. Yes, that's the truth. Please don't use it against me. If you still wish to take me by force, well, I assure you that I won't enjoy it. So, you want my consent? Well then, it's not a punishment at all, is it? Or do you not intend to punish me anymore? No, I want an answer first. As much as I like you, I will only agree to this if I may do it freely. I won't have it be used as leverage to keep me out of prison, nor will I have it be a show of my gratitude for sparing me. Yes, sir. If I choose it, I promise that I will still submit to you. As a former princess, I am well trained in that particular art. But I shall only do it knowing that it won't affect my verdict. You know our laws. Knights get to decide who they take prisoner. And I want you to choose without the temptation of my body. Do you have a bit of parchment on you? Good. Then take it, write down your verdict on it, and then fold it up. Now, put it in your pocket. No, I don't wish to see it yet. I'd rather enjoy the next few minutes without worrying about my future. And whether I get to live free or not doesn't matter half as much to me right now. As a damn look in your eyes. Yes. You may have me here if you wish. I don't care. The street is deserted. Anybody who happens to look at the window will only be jealous. Now, how shall I service you? Would you like help out of that armor? Very well. I'm happy to oblige. No, it's not too heavy for me. As I said, I was trained. A proper princess always knows how to serve as her knight. You're already excited. Did my red ass really delight you that much? Well, at least it pleased one of us then. But I should like to place it further. May I? What? That was hardly an unfair request. But I suppose you want me to ask properly. Very well then. Shall I curtsy? I suppose it doesn't quite have the same effect when I'm naked. So I guess my words will simply have to make up for it. Sir, you are a brave knight who has fought valiantly to protect the city that I love. As a former noble, I view it as my duty to honor your fine character and your delicious body. So please, please, please let me fill you. Thank you. kind, sir. For being so generous with your cock. It's a delight to kneel before you as I stroke it. I can feel you growing warm under my fingers. Shall I stroke you faster? Would you like that, sir? Does it feel good, sir? I ought to do more than to satisfy you. Well, I can put my mouth to good use. After all, words aren't the only thing that it knows. And I do want to taste you. Thank you for letting me do my duty. It is where I belong. Right here, your fate. Please, in my wonderful night. You taste marvelous, sir. Well, sir, would you like to take my mouth? Or would my cunt better suit you? It's your choice, sir. Oh, very well. Where would you like me? Should I bend over that little half wall again? You did seem to like watching my ass bounce. And if you want to make it right again, then I won't complain. I have a feeling that I'll find a lot more entertaining this time. Oh, and don't worry. I'm already soaked. And I want your cock to get what it wants. So please, fuck me. Hard. I promise that I can take it. No, I've not had many before. Although, that's none of your business. No. I've just been well trained in the arts, sir. I hope that you enjoy the views. No, sir. You feel amazing. Oh, please don't stop. No, I promise that I can take it. I was born a noble after all. Oh, I was. has failed to untie knots. Oh, fuck. Oh, harder, please, sir. No, I don't care if it hurts. I want to feel every inch of you. I want to feel you come inside me. I want to know that I've pleased you. I want you to feel me. I want to feel your delicious cum drip down my thigh. I'm getting close to you. Need your cum. Oh, please, sir, please. Give it to me. Please, sir, please. No, I can't hold on much longer. Oh, please, sir, please. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Please come with me. Please, sir, please. I need so badly. I'm honored that you choose to give it to me, and I'm glad to have been of service to you. Oh, you're amazing. Well, I shall have no regrets about what happened, no matter what my fate is. I knew my choices were pure. I did nothing wrong by paying my brother respect. And I certainly did nothing wrong by indulging you. As judged as I might be in the eyes of the others, I know in my heart that I did the right thing. No matter what thieves might have to say about it. And no matter what you have to say about it either. I'll respect whatever you have decided to do with me. I know the decision couldn't have been easy. But the rightness of my action doesn't lie in your choice. It lies with my intent. And whatever my fate, I trust you and the city of Thebes to be fair in all matters of justice. So if you choose to set me free, I will go willing. And if you choose to imprison me, then I won't struggle. Either choice will be right, if it was what you decided. So, please, sir, open the envelope and tell me my fate.